The cheap city grew in my head till it became a Babylon, dressed all for me in special colours and sights. You see, the voices fogged through old-fashioned microphones were part of a picture created on a fairground when a boy with no money danced court to the ladies who took off their clothes. It was a memory taken from a long brown drawer filled with neckties and tie-pins that covered the drawings of them. Those tight silk bodices, those hot fat trousers flooding over sacred flesh. They were made to speak a baby language of secret manipulations for the boy who couldn't really know and still doesn't know, who still performs in a playlet for bodies every night and cruel uses his friends for the actors. There's a blockage somewhere in the necessary channel when someone shouts, "Do it!" It's to do with circular pictures of Mary and Jesus and shadowy priests eating my tea in the kitchen. The kipper priests, flat-faced and fish-eyes, praying beads men who hand out advice, old clothes and nylon stockings stuffed with milk bottle tops for their own good causes, their Jaguars and Morris Minors. The blockage cleared would maybe make a god of me, taller than Charles Atlas and fresh with the thoughts of the great. But I doubt and linger as the black wet coat hangs on the hall pegs, as the gloves stiffen fingers to warn me. The city entrances, narrow green shafts, curtains and cowboys ready to strip, and shops with band books and small bands playing my fly-hole tune. The city of legs and high clacking shoes, where men drop their waistlines and girls dance on tables, where erections and rude things are dashed from my book.